you have that tree around here that has the big wide leaves and a sort of whitish green scaly bark?
No, no, we've got the elm. I don't know what our...
Sycamore or buttonball?
I just have a, we call them piss elm.
Yeah. And then the worms get in them and kill them?
No, they don't nothing kill them. They die part of the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that brush around here that has, it's maybe 6 feet tall, has a lot of little berries up right in the middle of it, right up on top, little red berries?
No, I don't believe it did.
This has, about 10, 12 fingers on the leaf. Shoemake, or?
Yeah, there's a few shoemakes, but very few. Mm-hmm.
Is that good land where that grows, or is it poor
land? I don't know. I think it's supposed to be pretty good land.
That's what I've heard, and I just don't know. And so I thought as I went around, I'd ask and see what people think. In your hay meadows, how many times can you cut hay?
Oh, I'd say it depends a lot on the season. Once or twice for prairie hay, mostly once. But if it rains plenty, well, I cut it twice.
Do you have any special names for these times that you cut it? The first cutting or the...
First cutting or second cutting.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned breaking the land. Now, you said you had a sulky. Now, what's that?
Well, we used to have a three-horse sulky. It was just a plow, but it just was a 14-inch sulky, just one plow.
Mm-hmm. And a deep plow?
Well, we plow about like that.
Uh-huh.
I could. Most people plow about like that. Maybe here.
Just sort of scratch the top. What do you call that part that the plow cuts in the ground?
Well, that's what you call the mold, the beam or the mold.
Well, I was thinking, no, it cuts this ditch.
It's a cutter.
Uh-huh. And how about the
coulter, or what some of them call them coulter, I call them cutter.
Uh-huh.
They run right along, cut to right where your plow goes, you see, and make that fur smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rolling, what they call a rolling cutter.
Mm-hmm. How did you harvest oats?
Well, way back there, we just take a vine and hook 4 to 6 mules to it and start.
Mm-hmm. I see, you thresh them just as you would wheat?
Same way, but wheat, we'd cut it too and chop it up, and then the thrashers would come when you got through. Grain got dry, see, they'd come in thrashing.
Mm-hmm.
But now, of course, they combined it, and that's all out.
Yeah, it's all taken care of. How many bundles did you put in a shock?
Oh, I'd say a lot of times from 12 to 21.
Hmm. There'd been a dance in town, and I'd gone, and you didn't go. You wanted to know who was there, what would you ask me?
I just asked you, Adam, who was at the dance?
Uh-huh. And if you want to know everything they did, what would you ask me?
Well, I don't know. Depends on how the bunch was.